at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard, using local ingredients, proudly serving the Portland and Seattle markets. Providing lunch today was Nel Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving food rooted in French and the Italian Riviera, with outdoor dining and private banquet rooms available in the heart of downtown. Providing dinner today was Sin Yai, 3384 Southeast Division. Sin Yai Noodles, Pok Pok Restaurant's noodle shop, specializes in Kuwait Tiao, the noodle dishes of Thailand. Open daily at 11:30 a.m. More info at pokpokpdx.com.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the film screening Home Skillet, Thursday, February 12th at the Mission Theater in Portland. The film tells the story of Portlander Maggie. Her life intersects with Alicia, a teen mom. As Maggie continues on her journey, the lives of many are deeply affected. Again, that's the film Home Skillet, Thursday, February 12th at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, this is Bob Junda from Disability Rights Oregon. Although the United Nations calls it torture, 80,000 prisoners across the United States are in solitary confinement. This includes pregnant women, youth, and people with mental illness locked in small windowless cells with no contact for up to 24 hours each day. Join us on Prison Pipeline as Disability Rights Oregon unveils proposed legislation to stop the use of solitary confinement in Oregon prisons for persons with serious mental illness. Tune in to Prison Pipeline on February 16th at 6:30 p.m.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. It is 11:01. Next up is Dirtbag, and it's all about seeds. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from The Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. And by One Green World, a local nursery offering hard-to-find fruiting plants designed to help you grow your own food and decorate your yard, deck, or patio. To order plants or their 2015 color catalog, their website is onegreenworld.com, or you can reach them by phone at 1-877-353-4028.
Good morning. You've reached the second Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock. It must be time for the Dirt Bag. Indeed it is. Welcome. Here with me in the studio is my guest, Jim Gilbert of One Green World. Full disclosure, One Green World is an underwriter of this program.
Morning, Glenn.
Good to have you with us once again. Here we are in our membership drive, and we will take some breaks to talk about the goodies that you can get by pledging during this hour. Full show, as usual here. We've got our plant of the month, peas. All types of peas. A related garden stumper at half past the hour. And we will welcome your questions. Gardening questions, 503-231-8187 is the number to call there. We'll begin with some announcements. Jim's got some, but I do have one that was sent in to us. And if you would like to have your gardening event announced, please send it to the station. This is a free series of gardening classes called Seed to Supper, a 5-week gardening course for adults and young adults who want to learn how to grow their own veggies with a limited budget. This will take place in the Rockwood neighborhood, the Sanctuary Community Garden / On a Whim Christian Community at 19626 Northeast Gleason in Gresham. Seed to Supper teaches beginners how to garden vegetables with a limited budget in a course taught completely free of charge, making gardening easy and accessible. Participants who attend regularly receive a garden handbook, free plants, seeds, and other gardening items. Registration is required by contacting Anna Burham. And her phone number is 503-221-1054, extension 215. Or you can send her an email at A Burnham, for Anna Burnham, A-B-U-R-N-H-A-M, at emoregon.org. Probably have that information at the front desk. So please send your information and announcements to us here. Okay, Jim, what you got?
Well, I know for those folks who would really like to do some of their own grafting and learn how to do that,
yes,
the Home Orchard Society has a grafting workshop coming up at Clackamas Community College, February 28th. And people need to pre-register for that, and information is at homeorchardsociety.org.
They can register,
information about the registration. Right. Register with Clackamas Community College for that class.
Right.
And it'll be after our next show, but probably the most exciting event for fruit nuts in our area is the Fruit Propagation Fair coming up on March 22nd in Canby at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds. It's a Sunday event, and just keep that in mind, folks, because if you want to see the ultimate in fruit growing paraphernalia and cyanwood and all the good stuff and meet some of the most skilled folks and knowledgeable people about fruit growing, that's where they will be. It's an amazing event. You've been there, Glenn, and
yeah, dude.
Tables covered with different kinds of varieties, hundreds of varieties of apples and pears and quince and medlars, and just nothing that we can grow here in Oregon probably won't be on those tables. So
learn how to graft in February, and then in March, go get your stuff.
Get your stuff and go about it. Get it going. And of course, we are having April weather in February, but
a year ago it was January weather in February. So it all averages out. That's why we should talk about average temperatures, not normal temperatures.
Yes, that's
true. Nothing normal.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, my tune selection for today, it all has to do with rain.
Oh.
Because we've had a bunch of it here in the last 5 days.
We did
have. But boy, it's going to be dry now, so the forecast is.
Today it's foggy at our place. I noticed it's
a little foggy in the early morning. I was awake at 3 or something like that, but by 5, no, it was gone.
Well, actually, I welcomed it because plants are starting to grow a little early, and that you get nervous about that. I noticed that my Arctic Beauty kiwis are starting to poke out, and when kiwis are very, very hardy, but boy, when they're leafed out, they can't handle the frost. And
yeah.
So, we have to worry about that a little bit.
So when it's foggy, it's not going to be frosty?
When it's foggy, it's not frosty, and it's also cool. It's not going to get quite as warm. It's kind of like the refrigerator effect. So not so great for us human beings, but boy, for the plants, this is good, actually.
My friend in Eugene, or a friend that I have in Eugene, Whitey, emailed him couple times here recently, and he was saying that some of his things are coming out a couple of weeks early, according to his research. Now, what was his research? Well, in the 80s, for 10 years, he tracked the beginning bloom dates for several hundred species. Now, this guy's devoted.
That's amazing.
And that's great information to have.
Yeah, well, could he forward us that info?
It's probably not in any type of electronic formulation, but...
That would be pretty amazing to see that.
Yes, and it would be interesting to see what has changed in the 30 years since then, because, you know, climate change is, you know, we're changing. But things are coming out earlier. One of my just back of the envelope type calculations is always the Daphne odora. It's very fragrant, and I can, when it's out, you know it. And it's, I smell it now.
And do you know what one of mine is? Prunus mume.
Yes, that was one of those. We talked about that before.
Yeah, and it was blooming actually at the end of January this year, which is earliest I've ever seen it. And wonderful fragrant flowers. It's really a spectacular plant.
All right. Well, we have our plant of the month. What's our schedule here as far as going over to our... we're supposed to go over there now. Well, our schedule is here then. Okay, well, we've got some fine folks there to tell us about what we are in for.
And we are such mighty fine folks here, Glenn. Thank you so much. My name is Liz, and I'm here with Ani. Say good morning, Ani.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. You know, we are here raising support for KBOO Community Radio. That's where you come in, my dear friend. You come in by picking up the phone right now and calling 877-500-5266. It's an exciting time to become a member of Community Radio right now, because when you dial those numbers and you give at a $75 level, you can get this super special thank you gift. Tell them more, Liz.
The super special thank you gift is a $25 gift certificate to One Green World, which, as Glenn mentioned, is also underwriting this program. One Green World is a retail and mail order supplier of delicious and unique fruiting plants. You can take advantage of their monthly deliveries to Portland, Eugene, and Albany in their plant mobile. Order apples, pears, peaches, quince, pawpaws, persimmons, and more delicious varieties online or by phone, and they'll have your plant order on board and ready for pickup. Once again, there are only three of these available at the $75 membership level, so call us right now and pick one up, 877-500-5266. Don't wait, because they could be gone before you know it. And this is the time to be planting fruit trees. You know, this is early spring. You want to get those trees in the ground, and you want to get their roots well established so that they can fruit and then, you know, grow and fruit some more and grow. And how awesome is that? And pretty soon you'll have more fruit than you know what to do with. And then you can call the Portland Fruit Tree Project and say, hey, come take our extra fruit and give it to people. That's kind of what we do here at KBOO. We bring you all this information and we spread it out amongst the community. And we bring you people like Lynn Andreessen, who knows more about gardening, who's forgotten more about gardening than the rest of us will ever know. And he's just an amazing resource. And we're so grateful to him for all of his years of programming on our fantastic public community radio station. And we need you to show your support for the Dirtbag, for Glenn, and for all of the other terrific programming that we give you here on KBOO. And now is the time to do it. 877-500-5266. If you're online, go to kboo.fm, click on the little jar in the upper right-hand corner, and become a member that way. Once again, you can pick up this gift certificate for $25 to One Green World for fruiting plants and trees. There are only three available, and the phones are ringing, so if you really want one of these, don't wait. Don't waste another moment. Now's the time. 877-500-5266, or again online at kboo.fm.
It'll just take a moment or two of your time, and it's such an important thing to do. You know why it is important? Because you value KBOO as an independent media resource. If you think about those words, what does it mean to be independent? Well, it means that we are not beholden to any major sponsor. We do not have to play it off to Procter & Gamble, the earliest of radio sponsors. If it didn't play to Procter & Gamble, it would never find the airwaves. Well, things have not really progressed that much since that time. when radio first started. Content has to appeal to advertisers first on the corporate-owned media.
But not here.
That's right. And why? How does that all happen? You make it possible. Your contributions, your financial support. You allow us to remain independent. You allow us to give you a panoply of information, broad-based analysis, news, and cultural information. I have to say, pragmatic information, like how to get your garden in.
That's right.
For spring, and what to do with it in the winter, too. We are with you throughout the year. We are with you every day, putting a little information in your ear and letting you right now pick up the bill for that. Please do give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Thank you. Thank you. We heard the phones ringing. That's always a good sign. Unless people don't know how to dial. Hey, speaking of dialing, if you have any gardening questions, you can give us a call at this number, 503-231-8187. Meanwhile, we'll delve right into peas. All kinds of peas. We even talk about sweet peas, one of my favorite fragrances. I thought we might talk about peas because this is generally the time where we would think about planting these early seeding varieties. And for most years, I would say it's too early to plant peas in February. Normally, I say I don't try planting peas until after March 1st. But this weather, we might do okay. And here's my helpful hint, what I do when I plant peas is, plant the peas. We won't talk too much about that exactly. What I do is we'll put a little fertilizer down, put a little compost, chop it in with my hoe, make a row, and then with the hoe or my hand, we'll draw a little line to put the peas in, maybe a half an inch deep, put the material back on the top. And then, here's the key here, I cover it with glass. Now, somebody might use plastic or clear plastic, but I use glass because it's strong, although you don't want to drop any rocks or anything on it. And that has happened before. But at least two things, what it does is it prevents the compacting of that soil by our rain, our cold rain, which would prevent germination or delay germination. And it also then heats up the soil, somewhat like a small mini greenhouse, if you will, that the soil will gain 5 or 10 degrees even when the sun comes out, which it very well may here in the next few weeks or a few days. And the key for peas is to get them germinated. After that, they can withstand cold weather, but they cannot germinate. They'll rot first, or they'll just languish there, and slugs like them quite a bit. So you may want to do some slug patrol out there too. But that's almost a guaranteed way to get your peas germinated. And people will talk about, well, they can, they pre-sprout the peas inside, which is fine, and then we'll take those carefully. They'll take them and plant them with the little root that's emerging from the seed and put it, with the root going down. But that's another step. I used to do that. This is works a lot better for me. Now, the other question that we might have is, well, what kind of peas are we talking about? Of course, for many years, we had the standard just shelling pea, and still very popular. And then the snow peas came in, where the edible pod peas, the thin snow pea, very popular for stir fry and whatnot. But in my estimation, not all that tasty. I mean, it tastes like pea, but not as much. And then starting in 1979, my researchers showed me that scientists and developers crossed the green peas with snow peas and came up somehow with the so-called edible pod peas, where, a snow pea is edible pod too, but it's thin. These edible pod peas are the size of green peas, the pod, but you eat the whole thing, peas and the pod, and they're just a burst of energy and sweetness and juiciness. And my research also told me, Jim, here's a little quiz for you. In 1 cup of peas, how many calories would you say are in that? You know, one cup.
One cup of peas.
Yeah.
100.
Wrong. Popeye. No, only 35.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Huh. So even though they're sweet, they're a good snack. And also they have about, here's another quiz for you. In a 3-ounce serving, that's about one cup. How much vitamin C is in there? Vitamin C. This is what we would eat an orange to get. Well, I'll tell you to save time.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah. Well, an orange, I think, I don't know how much an orange has, but there are 50 milligrams of vitamin C, which is more than half of the recommended daily amount. That's pretty good for peas.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good one to have there, too. A lot of antioxidants, too, there. So very good there, too. So what I recommend are the sugar pod peas, if you will, or sometimes they're called by a generic name as sugar snap, but that's actually a variety name, sugar snap. And that's the variety that I like.
And I believe it actually was developed at OSU.
I believe you're right. There were several that were there. James Baggett,
yep,
who developed these in probably the 70s and 80s. And so they do well here. I have to say that the sugar snap cultivar is not innation resistant, which is a virus that attacks peas. And so when the temperature starts getting warmer, then these peas will succumb to that. But that's, you'll get a couple of months worth of peas before that happens. The sugar snap also is a trellising pea, which means that you need to provide a trellis because it will grow 6 or 8 feet tall. And there are some smaller ones that are kind of bush peas, but you get more bang for your buck and space by going with the trellising ones. So how's that sound, Tammy? Two thumbs up? Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Yes. Okay. Is it time to visit there over to the east? I believe that's the east. No, that's north. Yeah. Okay. I caught them with their peas down.
Headphones somewhere around the vicinity of our necks.
Right.
Oh, there they are.
But hey, Glenn, this is an exciting moment here on your community radio station because we have but one of those fruit tree certificates left. And that means the next person to call in with their $75 contribution can take it away. That's right. $75 contribution. You can do that. Just $6.25 a month. You can put that on your credit card. You can do it all at once. However you want to make that happen, we have but one fruit tree left. So go ahead and give us a call at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Or online, if it's more convenient for you to contribute that way. Right now, you can go to KBOO.FM.
You know, we have a $750 goal for this hour.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, and Glenn is probably thinking, I don't rate $750, but you do, because people love this show. You've been doing it a while here, and your depth of knowledge is so amazing, and that's what we bring to you here at KBOO. We bring you programmers and hosts whose depth of knowledge on their area of interest and expertise is vast. It's encyclopedic, and you can't find that just any old where, especially, I mean, where else are you going to find an hour-long gardening show on radio?
I mean, I was wondering that too when I was listening to OPB's
every so often
this morning,
right? And every so often you'll hear gardening tips here and there, but a whole hour devoted to just gardening, only here at KBOO. We know that you value that kind of in-depth programming, and show us your support now. Show us how much you value it by calling us at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. That number is toll free anywhere in North America. If you're closer to the web than your phone, go to kboo.fm, click on the jar in the upper right-hand corner, become a member that way. Once again, we have only one gift certificate left to One Green World, and that can be yours for a $75 membership contribution. $75 comes to $6.25 a month. That's generally, for most of us, I hope, something that we can manage to work with without it causing undue financial hardship. If that's not a number that works for you, name your own number. We're flexible here at KBOO, but we do need to hear from you right now, 877-500-5266.
And I want to thank Marissa renewing her membership in Portland and Italia renewing her membership in Vancouver. Thanks to both of you so much for your continuing support of this community radio station. It's exciting to hear from you because it means it's working. It means that you realize that you get a lot of value for your dollar here at your community radio station, because you know that when you listen to the radio after you contribute and become a member, it sounds different. There's a difference in the sound because you know that it's your financial support that is keeping the signal coming to you. It is a wonderful, empowering act, and we ask that you join in this experiment right now. Dial 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, or online you can get us at kboo.fm. You can also drop by 20 Southeast 8th. We'd love to give you a tour of the studios. We'd love to show you how radio is made here, and you can see exactly how we spend your money on these resources, the equipment, on
and our ever-expanding attempts to bring you more. We're not just spending your money to keep the lights on and the bills paid. We're constantly striving to bring you more in terms of online access, social media presence, you know, getting the word out there. So it's really great that your support makes all of that happen. But now is the time. 877-500-5266. Online at kboo.fm. Let's go back to Glenn.
Okay, we'll take just a little musical break just so we can hear this Peter Green. Actually, I believe it's John Mayall, but from a Peter Green anthology here. And this is all, once again, this is all about the rain that we had, this Sitting in the Rain.
I'm sitting out here in the rain, baby, under that old green tree. I'm sitting out here in the rain, baby, under that old green tree. Well, I'm sitting out here for my baby. Wonder why she don't come back to me. I got a blister on my heel, baby. Spin the run right through my heart.
Sitting in the rain. Were you sitting on the tractor in the rain?
No.
You're not out doing that.
I actually enjoyed it a couple of days because it gave me time to do some indoor work, which, yeah. It's been so nice for so long. We've been like, I've been want to go indoors, but I can't really handle it when the sun's out, you know?
Right.
It's dry.
Okay, well, let's talk about seeds here a little bit, where to source them, how to get them, what to do. I'll just tell you my favorite seed source. I'll tell you what it's not anymore. It used to be Territorial because, and they grow, you know, what they carry is destined to, or say that it'll grow west of the Cascades, which is true. But their prices kept going up. And I wasn't happy about that. And then I found out about a company that is about as far away from Oregon as you can get. Maine. Fedco, as it's called. And very reasonably priced. I like their business model. It's a cooperative of mostly organic growers. And they've got a very good business philosophy and won't carry seeds that are from Syngenta or Monsanto or anything like of that nature. Most of them are grown by growers. Some are even grown right here in Oregon. Frank Morton. You familiar with Frank Morton out of Flomath area?
Know the name, but
lettuce is what his main thing is, and he's bred many varieties of lettuce, and I grow them. They're gorgeous,
good
as well as good. And so this is a good time to be looking around. I mean, there's plenty of family-run seed storage. You know, we've had Rosemary Nichols on
Show. Nichols Gardeners, he's a good story. I've been going there since the 60s, actually, getting seeds from them. And they're in Albany, an Oregon business, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. So. And, you know, if you delay, and I've delayed before, sometimes they run out of certain things that are popular. So I like to get it on. I've not gotten it on yet, however, as far as ordering my seed yet. I've been too busy with bee stuff. But order them. And for storage, for storing seeds, you know, when you get them, you're probably all right to just leave them wherever. But kind of the rule of thumb for storing seeds is that the temperature plus the humidity of where you keep them should be less than 100. So 50 degrees, 50% humidity, well, it's probably okay. Hey, that sounds like my house. No, not really. But I put them in containers and then into the refrigerator. And boy, they'll last for quite a long time. I've had some tomatoes that I've probably had the seed for 10 years or more. Probably only 50% germination out of those. One of the last times that we had our friend Chip Buble, Columbia County Extension agent. You're never here when he's here, because when you're not here, I ask him to come in sometimes. But he said there's been some studies that are showing that older seeds, not only do they not germinate as well, but they're just less vigorous. Ooh, that's kind of scary to me. And us thrifty guys who want to hang on to seeds for a while, if we can. But you would be surprised that the difference between a fresh batch of seeds and one that has been, that's old. They just germinate a lot better when they're fresh. And so it pays to pay attention to where your seed packets are before you get them planted. Or for next year there too. So now we can talk a little bit about seed starting here. There's various ways to do this, but the main thing is that we want to have to ensure good germination is to have the right temperature, and that generally means having some type of bottom heat. That could be a seed starting mat or a germination mat, or putting on top of your refrigerator, or I use old electric frying pans that still heat up but have the rheostat on it so I can control that. Did I just say that over the air that I use electric frying pans?
You did. I never heard that before, Glenn.
Yeah.
I can just see the room where you have all these electric frying pans in.
Well, I only use two or three.
Oh.
Because what I do is I start seeds in little 2-inch pots. So I might start 9 or 12 tomato seeds in one pot, and I can fit 10 or 12 pots in a frying pan. And if I want, for example, tomatoes, they need a higher temperature, so maybe they're 75 to 80 degrees. Lettuce only will germinate in 60 degrees, so I can put them in different pots and keep the thermometer or the rheostat at the right temperature, and it only stays on for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe an hour. It comes on and turns off. And I have a little stick thermometer that I stick into the soil, and that monitors the soil temperature for me. So I see how hot it is, too cold, and whatnot. And then I will transplant them out of there into bigger pots. And then they get a foot, tomatoes in this case, will get a foot tall or more before I put them out into 3 or 4 inch pots is what I'm transplanting them into. If you look around, you can find a lot of seed starting type classes, things like that. I'm doing one this weekend at a nursery, which is free. And this class that I talked about at the beginning, you know, we'll talk about seed starting. So it's a fun thing to do. It's easy to start seeds, but it's not so easy to raise healthy starts. Why? Because the light levels are bad in your house. And if you don't have grow lights, it's just hard to get that plant toughened up. They're real wimpy. They want to topple over in the greatest wind or the least amount of wind, or if you're trying to water it. So that is the bottleneck or the limiting factor.
Yeah,
in healthy starts.
I'm sure many people have experienced those. It's almost like alfalfa sprouts or something. You know, the seed comes up and it just keeps trying to get to the sun. And
yeah.
It's longer and longer.
Yeah.
And very weak.
Yep. Yeah. So having a fan in the room to come on periodically is nice, or just brush it with your hand to torture it a little bit, or to stress it, not torture, stress it. And then before you plant it outside, we want to make sure that the you harden it off, which means you're taking it outside for a half an hour the first day is all, bringing it back in. You don't want the sun to scald the leaves or the wind to just topple the seedling over. So gradually increase the time outside, and then you can leave it outside come April, probably. Mm-hmm. So that's what I have to say about seeds. I know you probably don't start too many seeds, eh?
You know, you just got me my mouth watering about sugar snap peas, so I kind of wrote down that note here. But sadly, you know, our garden is not what hardly ever what we want it to be, because we're so busy trying to do all the other stuff that we do.
Yep. All right.
But we do a lot of tree. Actually, we do plant, you know, woody plant seeds, which is sort of interesting, but not typically how you grow fruit. It's not from a seed.
Right.
We do our rootstock, some of our rootstocks from seed.
Really?
Yeah. Pawpaws, persimmons, jujubes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And where do you get, for example, a pawpaw, the seed? Is this any pawpaw?
Well, we gather our own seeds from our own fruit. We have occasionally traveled back to Kentucky where there's large pawpaw plantations, and that's kind of an adventure, cleaning the seeds, bringing them back and as baggage on the airplane, a couple hundred pounds of pawpaw seeds. But it's fun to go back there and check out the scene. And
so these seeds then just are the rootstock, which you will then graft on the variety that you want.
That's right. We stratify them, keep them cold for over winter and moist sawdust in a big cooler.
Yeah.
And then plant them in the spring.
Well, one other idea that came to my mind when you were talking there is that saving vegetable seeds, if you're growing a hybrid like these sugar snap peas, then it's probably not going to come true to if you plant the seed. If it's a hybrid, right, the actual fruit itself.
That's exactly right. In fact, it will not come true.
You just never know what's going to happen. It might be better.
It could be better.
Right.
It could be worse.
Likely.
But generally speaking, you will not get as good a fruit as you just ate from which you took the seeds.
Yes. And that's true with tomato hybrids like Sun Gold. It, you know, might be perfectly acceptable. But for me, with limited space and time, I don't want a chance of volunteer coming up as I don't want to chance it. I'd rather just know that I'm going to get my sweet Sun Gold.
Sure.
Although, boy, I tried one last year. If you're ordering seeds, here's a hint for a cherry tomato, Pink Princess. Who makes up these names? Jim, I'm almost embarrassed to say that. Pink Princess.
Yeah, there's buildings full of people thinking about names.
Okay. Well, most of the time they do a pretty good job, but it's a pink cherry tomato. And it's a different flavor than the Sun Gold, but man, makes me want to. Well, it's going to be fun to grow more of those this year.
Yeah,
it's just an experiment that I did last year. I mean, trying this variety, and it was a winner.
I wrote it down.
I'm gonna grub out another variety that I had some idea for, which was Honey Drop. I grew it 1 year. It wasn't the greatest. I grew it a second year. Man, this is a great tomato. Grew it last year. Not so good. So I don't know. I even ordered new seeds. And it's fine. But I've got high standards.
I'm sure you do, Glenn. I want to come visit your garden.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
It's come summertime. Do we have time to do our stumper, Tammy? Okay, let's hit our world party, eh? Yeah. Okay, we travel back in time for this stumper having to do with peas. And you might be able to guess this. Jim didn't guess it. What president, U.S. president, grew over 30 varieties of peas in his garden? There's just some presidents that come to mind.
This president's also famous for his interest in apples. I mean, we talk about an apple variety and we say which is interesting because I don't know of any other president that stated his preference in apples. At least not that I can.
Well, it's an earlier president.
That's right.
It's earlier than JFK, let's say.
Earlier than Clinton.
if you want to. take a stab at that. 503-231-8187 is the answer to that. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that here. We'll give you another number to call now to answer all of your knowledge needs.
Knowledge needs. That's what we do.
We all need knowledge here.
Yes.
And we like to fulfill those knowledge needs with information. Information like you get from Glenn here on the Dirtbag on the second Wednesday of every month here on your community radio station, KBOO. You know, this hour on Wednesdays, I love. You know, we have the bike show. We have the food show. We have the dirt bag. This is an hour dedicated to cultural information and
literally
specific communities, right? And we are talking right now about the preparation, the readying of your gardening year and growing those seeds, right? Right now, I want you to think about your money as the seed that really flourishes here at your community radio station, KBOO. The money that you give us today, well, let's go ahead and use that metaphor, right? We'll go ahead and tend it, and it blossoms. It grows into all manner of ideas, reaching out to you and really bonding the communities together over the course of the next year, over the course of the next 2 years. Right now, we've been doing it for 46 years, and we do it with your help. Right now, the way you can help us the most is by picking up your phone and dialing 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. Or online, you can get us at kboo.fm and click on that tip jar in the corner. Say yes to community radio. Say yes to this information. And know that you are a part. Isn't that right, Liz?
That's right. You're an integral part. You're a vital part, just like Tori and Shanti. Tori is a new member from Portland, and Shanti is a renewing member also from Portland. Thank you to both of you for your continued support, your seeding of ideas here at KBOO with your dollars. And now's the time for you to do that also. You know, I love pitching for the dirtbag because garden metaphors are so easily translatable to pitching for KBOO. And why is that? Because when you put seeds in the ground, when you put money in the hopper, it helps, as Ani says, it helps grow ideas, it helps grows outreach, it helps grows impact. And, you know, taking the fruit tree metaphor that we were talking about earlier with the gift certificates, which are gone, by the way, thank you to all of you who called. All of those gift certificates to One World, One Green World are gone, and we hope all of you who get them enjoy them. When you plant a fruit tree, you're feeding. You are literally feeding yourself and your community. And that's what your money does here at KBOO. You send us some money and we feed you with information, with entertainment. You know, we're pitching public affairs and news right now, but of course we have an incredible array of music. It's the most diverse music programming on the dial and frankly probably anywhere on the internet. And we know that a lot of you who listen to public affairs and news also listen to our music programming. And so we're feeding you. We're feeding your mind. We're feeding your heart. We're feeding your soul. Now's the time for you to feed us a little bit. 877-500-5266. Or again, if you're closer to the web than a phone, go online at kboo.fm. Click on the little jar in the upper right-hand corner and plant that tree, seed that idea, and feed your community with your dollars.
All at the same time. Easy enough to do. Do it just now. 877-500-5266.
Okay, do we need to give our presidential number out? Edie, you got a question or an answer for us?
Yes, before I tell you the answer, I just want to let everyone know, of course, I love KBOO because it feeds my mind, my heart, my soul. It feeds me hope. It feeds me all the good qualities that Parnell West just said.
Great.
Now, as far as President Thomas Jefferson, I had a big farm on Mount Vernon in which he grew different seeds. And he said his favorite apple was a Spitzenberg because it was good for keeping, for baking, and for fresh.
Yes. Well,
that's the answer.
That's it. Edie, you've done good. Thanks, Mom. Well, those are some nice words, too, about KBOO. And all true.
I love it.
Shanti wanted to make a guess?
Yes.
Okay, Shanti, did you have Thomas Jefferson on your mind?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
At first I thought George Washington, and then I thought, no, I remember reading so much about what Jefferson wrote about apples.
Yeah.
So he was entranced with them and so energetic at making sure he grew as many varieties as possible. I think it was in his time that the Johnny Appleseed story started.
Yes, I'll have to review my, Michael Pollan, Botany of Desire.
Right.
There's get the dates on that.
Interesting about Johnny Appleseed. Huh?
Yeah.
But that back in the days before refrigeration, people used apple juice to make Applejack.
In fact, I think that was Johnny Appleseed's major thing, you know, when they talk about cider.
Making sure that cider was nice and hard.
that just meant hard cider.
Whoever wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously at that point, he was just seeds, not
right.
grafted stuff. So
volume was what they were after, I think.
Right. They didn't really care so much about the apple,
right.
like the Spitzenberg.
We're more interested in the refined version of food now.
Well, Jim, this is just the question here. When did the grafting really kind of take off as far as getting so you'd have known varieties?
Well, it was done for a long, long time, but Oregon's history is sort of interesting because there were a couple of brothers, Llewellyn brothers, that brought actual grafted trees to Oregon in the 1850s,
mm-hmm.
and started Oregon's nursery industry.
Well, when did the actual grafting, you know, become kind of not state of the art, but that was the best way to proceed?
Well, I think it was probably that time.
Oh, okay.
When people started they brought varieties, not just seeds. And so people started doing that. I'm sure there was some time involved, and I don't know the exact history of that. But
well, that's your homework for next.
Right. Thanks, Glenn.
Okay. Well, Shanti. Cynthia. Sure, we'll talk to Cynthia. Are you still there? Okay. Well, you know, it was either George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. And probably, you know, in all fairness, you know, it may not have been them that were doing the actual gardening. We need to truthful about this, you know, that it was a lot of his slave labor that was doing these things.
Yeah. I think, Michelle Obama put in, you know, gardens at the White House. And I don't know, but I never heard much about any fruit. It was, vegetables, it seems like.
Well, I know they have beehives.
Yeah,
there too, and you're right. It did seem more vegetables, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was some fruit in there somewhere.
I think we should talk to them about that.
Okay, yep. You got a big assignment for next month, Jim.
Right,
it's two things now for you to do there. Okay, well, let's talk about bare root planting.
Sure,
we may have mentioned this a little bit last month, but we didn't really get into the nuts and bolts of. You get your fruit tree, for example. That just has what? Bare roots. Why do they call it bare root?
Well, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? A lot of people think when they go to a nursery, they get a plant in a pot, and that's typically how plants are sold. But typically, bare root fruit trees are sold bare root. I personally like that type of tree because in a pot, roots will become finer and wrap around and circle and. It's a little bit more difficult to get it established, in my opinion. When you take a bare root fruit tree, basically you've dug it out of the nursery. The roots are stronger. They're shooting out from the base of the tree. They've been already growing out into the soil. So the tree is I think the root system is a little bit more vigorous, mm-hmm. a little bit easier to get going. It does take some thought about you've got to make sure that you dig a large enough hole. I sort of joke about let's not make the tree fit the hole. Let's make the hole fit the tree. And typically, a bare root tree, you want to dig at least an 18-inch diameter hole, foot and a half across. Prune off any really long roots that are just you don't need to dig way out.
You don't need to dig a
channel for it.
Well, I've done that before.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
And
everybody has. Right?
Yeah. But you don't need to do that. Just cut it back so it fits inside that 18-inch hole, and then make sure you cut off any broken roots, anything that looks like it's diseased or anything like that. But normally you don't have much of that, and then the process basically is making sure when you put it in the hole, you
dig the hole deep enough as well. Usually a foot or so is plenty. And
how deep? I mean, as far as how far up is the soil going to come on the stem?
Yeah. Well, when you look at your tree, you'll see usually see a color break between where it was in the where the soil level was in the nursery and the top of the tree.
Okay.
And that soil break, that color break, wants to be at the same level of the soil. So sometimes it's a little hard to determine if you've got a wide hole. So you can take a piece of a board or something and put it across so that you can get that to be the right point. It can be for some plants, it can be dangerous to plant them too deep. You can actually hurt them by doing that. So,
And you certainly don't want to bury the graft zone.
Right. And if you were to bury the graft and it were to sprout roots, you would no longer have a dwarf tree. It would be whatever it wanted to be, you know, and grow big. And then what we do after we've dug that hole, we put the plant in there. Usually, it's nice to have a friend hold it, or you can hold it with one hand and push the dirt in with the other and kind of work it around the roots.
And this dirt that we're talking about now, we want to be clear on this because this is what's recommended now is not to mess with the dirt.
That's right. Don't mess with the dirt. Leave the dirt as the dirt.
The same dirt that came out
goes back in.
Right. So we're not adding fertilizer, right. Compost, manure. Peat moss.
Right. And that's a big question. I'm asked that question all the time. And, you know, it's the idea of putting new nice things in that hole is sort of, it's like how we want to treat children or something. You know, we want to give them all the best nutrients. But the problem is that tree has to live in that space for the rest of its life. And if you give it all the nice nutrients around those roots, that's where the roots are going to want to stay.
Spoiling the child.
Spoiling it, right? We want to give it tough love. And and so anyway, we fill that hole up, fill around the roots. And
we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Tough love? Is that what we've got over there? No, easy love. It's easy to love, Kibu.
There's no tough love here. There's just lots of love. But I love this whole idea of sparing the nutrients and spoiling, the nutrients and spoiling or spoil the tree. Is that the idea? Or
yes. The idea, I'd
the
say.
The idea. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Call in right now.
Right, that is really the idea. And the way you do that is by picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. We're bringing you the dirt bag right now on KBOO's Winter Membership Drive. This is the only opportunity during the membership drive to support the dirt bag specifically. So for those of you who make this destination radio and you really make a point of listening to the show, show your support right now. Show us how much this program matters to you, how much you value Glenn and all of his experience and all of the terrific guests that he brings onto the show. But more importantly, show us how you value your local community radio station. This is an invaluable resource because we bring you everything. You know, it's not one of these niche stations that only brings you left news or right news or one kind of music or another kind of music. We bring you everything, and you know, that's special. That's invaluable, as I said before, except we are asking you to value it. We're asking you to decide what it means to you financially and pick up the phone and give us a call and let us know. 877-500-5266.
We are here for you, and we need you to be there for us. It's a reciprocity sort of thing. You know, you tune in to KBOO for information you can use. Sometimes it's very practical application of information, like how to prepare your garden, how to start your seeds, how not to bury your grafts, how not to mess
Never
with the soil.
Grafts.
All of these things that you can pick up in a very pragmatic and practical kind of way. You can also challenge yourself to think about bigger concepts, as the words of Dr. Cornel West and treated us to do, or the words of Sister Helen Prejean before that, or when we were talking about no KXL pipeline before that, even this morning. We've had so much information coming your way, from the lofty sort of theoretical to the grassroots action in your community to the making your own backyard a better place for yourself, for the planet. That is what we bring you here at KBOO, and that's why you're reaching to your phone right now and dialing 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. I'm Ani. I'm here with Liz, and we are so excited to be with you during our winter membership drive. We have just over $400 left to raise for this hour, and right now that's about four of you calling with a $10 a month contribution. Won't that be you? Maybe three of your friends. Go ahead, give them a call. Entice them to do the same. It is about each of us reaching out to our community to make the world a better place. That is really the nexus of KBOO. So please do give a call right now, 877-500-5266, to make sure you're doing your part.
You know what Ani said about reciprocity is something that you can put into practice when you become a member. You could become a member and give a membership as a gift to somebody. Hey, there's an idea. It's just like when you plant the fruit tree in your backyard, you're gifting yourself and your neighbors and your community with fruit. You are feeding people. You can do that also. You can give the gift of membership to KBOO to a friend or a family member, and they don't have to be here in Portland. They can be anywhere on the planet because thanks to the magic of the interwebs, you can listen to us anywhere. But now's the time to show your support. 877-500-5266. You know, we often say here that we can't tell you how much money to become a member at KBOO. We can't put a number on that for you. But I am going to make a couple of suggestions, and maybe one of them will resonate with you. How about $5? That's $5 a month. That's $60 a year. We can do that. You can do that as a sustaining monthly contribution. We can do that automatically. We don't have to send you a bill, and you don't have to remember to do it. It just happens. It's a really great way to nurture the station, to sustain the station. If you can afford a little more than $5, how about $6.25 a month? That comes to $75 a year. Or hey, if you're feeling really flush, how about $10 a month? That's $120 a year. If you're feeling even more flush than that, how about, you know, paying down the rest of our goal for the hour? $465. There must be somebody out there who can do that. But if not, you know, whatever you can pay is what matters, because what really matters to us is that you become a member. We want to hear from you. Your support matters to us. Because as I've said before, only about 1 in 10 of the listeners to KBOO are actually members. It's time to change that ratio. It's time to show your support by stepping up and sustaining this station. 877-500-5266. That number again, toll free anywhere in North America, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm.
Well, in honor of our 5 straight days of rain that we had, here's 3 straight days of rain.
Couldn't say a thing as she turned to go. She had a one-way ticket. I heard the screen door slam. Tires were burning. Well, I could raise my hand. Yeah. The clouds rolling and started to pour. The same minute she walked out that door.
I was 3 days away.
And that's just how.
Three straight days of rain. Now we've got, I don't think there's any rain in the forecast for the next 7 days.
That's pretty amazing.
We're
really
going to be able to get some things done.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We can finish up our, we've got one minute here to finish up our bare root planting.
Yeah, and we covered most of it.
Okay.
The main thing is just to get that with that soil back in that hole and keep the plant at the right level and water it in.
Water, yes, yep. That's important. Yep. Somebody said, water it. You know, twice as much as you think it needs, even if it's raining.
Just water it. Yeah, just flood it. You know, get that way the soil's in contact with the roots and everything's cool. After that, you don't do anything. Because one of the other dangers is overwatering. And I probably should say that every show because I've so many people that come and talk, you know, with sad faces talking about their problems with their plants. And I'd say 70-80% of the time it's overwatering. So once you have the plant in the ground and watered, it doesn't need any water for a long time because it takes a while for those roots to get established, to hook up with the soil, leaves to come out. You know, our weather here is cool until June, so it'd be very unlikely that you need to do any watering before then.
And generally, stores aren't going to be selling bare roots when it's inappropriate time to plant them.
That's right.
And so they're not going to be selling bare root in the summer.
That's right. We keep our bare root plants in a big cooler to keep them dormant longer, so we actually can even plant them in May. But it's, you know, you like to. This is a really good time to plant right now.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
It's always a pleasure to have you in here. We'll see you next month on the second Wednesday. I'll be at the home yard. What is that? Yard, garden, and patio show.
Yep.
I'll be giving a talk on planting pollinator plants.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention that I had said in January that we were going to have our pollinator show, but that's going to be next month now.
Okay.
We'll do that then.
Great.
And we'll talk about not only the insects, but the trees that you need to ensure a good fruit harvest.
And the wind that can sometimes blow the pollen from plant to plant.
That's true, too. Tammy, thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Liz and Ani for their fine job in our membership drive. Thanks for listening. This is Glenn Andreessen. Be well.
And that's it for the Dirt Bag. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Deakum Street Doorway, a Linton feed and seed store offering essentials for farm life in the city, including animal feeds, plants from local farms and nurseries, and seed potatoes, onion sets, and chicks. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to sundown at Northeast Deakum and 8th. DeakumStreetDoorway.com. And also by Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at their carbon-neutral eco brew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver, available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or at HopworksBeer.com. And that's it for morning programming this morning at KBOO Portland. The KBOO News at noon is next, followed by jazz. Thanks for listening, and thank you all for supporting community radio KBOO.